You got some of your nicknames there ready to go?
Yeah, I have.
What have you got?
You're going to push it at me now?
Yeah.
Okay, the reason why I do this, and I'm loving calling the games on Fox, is that the coach Whisperer, I deal with the coach Whisperer, yeah. And he calls these in the toolbox. Right. Okay, so I've got 8 at the moment, players.
What do you mean in your toolbox?
Well, just things that people don't say, like, you know, the first one, Nathan Brown. Oh. He's a second role for Parramatta. I call him the Energizer Man.
Right, so when he's coaching you for commentary,
yes.
He said have something in your toolbox that other people don't have. Is that what you're saying?
They talk about the 1%ers. Yeah. I'm going beyond 1%.
Yep.
But I think Nathan Brown, I call him the Energizer Man. Double yep. D batteries every day. Just yep. jams them in there. Campbell Gillard. Smiley Whiplash. What about that Mo? Remember, have a look at Smiley Whiplash. Remember he used to move his mo all the time?
Yeah.
Brandon Smith, yes, I call him the demolition man. Mate, for any young kid out there, run for the back fence and destroy people through the middle. Brian Toho, I love his name. I call him demolition man Mark II.
Oh.
He's like the winger version yeah. of Brandon Smith. Then we go Manly, Jake Trbojevic. Here's the modern day Ray Price, Mr. Oh, yeah. Perpetual Moonshine. Then we got Tom Trbojevic. Yes, everyone calls him the Turbo, but the best thing I love saying is that he's been away in the hangar getting a grease and oil change.
Yeah.
Something different. Isaiah Yeo, Victor Lawmower. Mate, one pull, he just goes all day. Well, that's what a Victor Lawmower does.
That's right.
And Nathan Cleary. I call him the Terminator.
Ooh.
Have you seen his jaw and yeah. his eyes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Terminator.
Oh, yeah. You played against Josh, didn't you? His uncle, Josh Stewart.
Yeah. Oh, didn't I? What? Mate, he was a head high merchant.
Was he?
Oh, mate. Yeah, no. He knew nothing less than the shoulders.
He'd be a sin bin merchant today. Don't worry about that.
He's the king.
By the way, this is some concerning news. We got an email forwarded, Spud, and you don't need to reply now. You may want to seek counsel with your lawyer, but there's been a cease and desist note from somebody from Fox, actually, Brayton Astor, claiming that you have been plagiarising one of his terms. So let's have a listen.
Grant for Welsh, who is back out there. An offload. Grant digging, reached out. He scores. Harry Grant on debut. What a moment for the Maroons.
The Energizer Bunny, he has been everywhere, he has been in everything, and has he scored a try on debut? Oh, it's close. It's very close.
The email.
I'm going to reverse that.
Braith's up you there.
I'm going to reverse that. I'm going to go to Brighton's lawyers.
Yeah, Lee, how'd you tell
us? Yeah, big Lee, mate, please, I need to reverse that. This is my saying. I've been saying it for years.
Well, you need evidence that you've said it before Harry Grant's try on Origin. Can you stack that up?
I say it all the time.
Yeah. I think you have too.
Thanks, mate.
Righto, Braith, we're coming back here.
What?
Is there any evidence of you saying that on any sort of commentary?
There has been on multiple occasions, and we'll find it. Braith, I'm after you. Mate, actually, you know what I mean? Mate, use it, okay? It means it makes me feel good. I've helped someone.
Oh, so you're going to allow him to use it.
Exactly, because you guys got up me last week when I took over. There were funny jokes
yeah.
as in regards to nicknames for the Kiwis.
Yeah.
And you said this is plagiarism. plagiarism,
yes.
right?
Yes, yes.
And I said, I don't care. I'm using theirs. They're using mine.
Yeah. Free for all.
Go for your life.